This meeting is now being recorded.
All right, everyone, and welcome to the Competition and Consumer Choice subteam of the CCCRT call. We're meeting today on the chair of the subteam. Do we have anyone who is only on audio and is not in Adobe Connect?
This is Aliza. I'm on audio only.
Wait. Oh. Well, you're on audio only in a way we can see. Okay, great. And why don't we go ahead and get started then? We have an agenda for today, which is to go through the status of various recommendations. We have some new updates, text that were sent out this morning, I think, and we can otherwise see what is going on. So why don't we go ahead and dive in. For recommendations 2 and 3, I sent around some proposed revisions today. Jean-Baptiste, I don't know if you got those in time to be able to present them.
I did. I'm going to project them now.
Okay, thank you. Okay, as folks may remember, but as folks may remember, a few weeks back we talked about how to approach the pricing, the wholesale pricing recommendations. I had originally suggested that we just consolidate those into a recommendation that we add the requirement to participate in economic studies to the legacy GTLDs, but I think other folks on the call, particularly Jonathan, were concerned that we be able to collect specific types of data that we had called out and was trying to balance that against the concern and approaches that the registries had raised in our discussions with them. So this text is an attempt to, this does replace both recommendations 2 and 3. 2 was about legacy GTLDs, and 3 was about transactional data into a single recommendation. And as you can see, the recommendation now just says that we want to collect additional pricing data for GTLDs and talks about both legacy and transactional data. And the details around this are basically that we should expand on the existing model of using the third-party studies, as Analysis Group did, but then just make sure that analysis, that whatever contractor is working is able to get data from legacy GTLDs and at least a sample of transactional data. And we talk about the types of applications of transactional data that would be useful here, and the need to provide. We added some text around making sure that data was protected. Part of that's by making sure that it is handled by a third party. Part of that gives a specific example of perhaps using a non-disclosure agreement. As the registry pointed out, it wasn't really clear what we meant by adequate protection. And then it also says, I think as we discussed on our previous call, that it would be good to just have this all work out through the existing contractual framework. The registries will voluntarily go along, but if not, that you know, it may be necessary for ICANN to adjust its agreement. So that's the rough gist of the change. Wanted to consult with the group here today and see if there is feedback from other members of the subteam on these changes. Megan on chat says it's okay for her. Jonathan, on the last call, the last time we discussed this, you had mentioned, I think when I proposed that we just consolidate it into use third-party data sources and add economic cooperation, that you were afraid of missing some fidelity there. Does this set of changes address your concerns? Are you happy with them?
It does. Thank you.
Okay, great. The other thing that, just to be clear, the other thing I tried to do here is just be a little bit clear about how the data would be used. Does that address the concern that the registry has raised? I also gave some specific examples on that. All right, any other feedback from the group? Sounds like mostly positive so far. Anyone have some concerns about these changes? Waldo, I see.
Let me get it here. I'm wondering about the wording for the rationale related findings. It's not showing for me. It starts off the lack of data from data to GTLDs and transactional data. Does that indicate that data from letter to GTLDs is mutually exclusive of transactional data? Are they being completely different? That wording there is not quite flowing for me.
Yeah, I can see your point. So I can definitely make an edit to make that clear. It's two different types of, like, the way to parse it is the lack of, number one, data from legacy GTLDs, and number two, transactional will continue to frustrate DCTRTT. And so it's two different.
Transactional data from the new GTLDs. That's transactional data from new GTLDs.
Yeah, from both.
Okay, and this word between can also be removed.
Yeah, that's fine. I can clarify that.
All right.
Do you have any other concerns about this one?
Yeah, that's okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right, looks like we've generally got consensus around this, so we'll probably I'll work with Jean-Baptiste to make sure these get incorporated. The other thing I noticed, I didn't have time to do this, but I think as a follow-up action item that I suggest to everyone that's working on changing the recommendations is that we should look back to the actual text preceding the recommendations to make sure that we don't need to make adjustments there as well, that now that we're adjusting the recommendations themselves. So I think that will be a follow-up. I'll take that for these two items, and I think that will be relevant to perhaps some of the other recommendations as well. So, but why don't we move along now to recommendations 7 and 8. And those are from Dan. I think he sent out a new draft this morning as well. Looks like Jean-Baptiste is trying to share this. All right, great. Oh, that's the one for me. So why don't we jump to 12? No, oh, that's fine. We could have done that. 7, 8, that's the one that Dan sent out, and 12 is the one.
You still want this one, Jordy? Otherwise, I can move back to the
either
right
way.
One. Okay, let's move to
either way is fine.
7 and 8, then, as you suggest.
Okay.
Just 1 second, it's loading.
Okay, great. So this is just 7. So Dan, do you want to talk us through the change here?
Okay, yeah. There's just a few minor changes. Main change is that the recommendation 7 and 8 are now compiled into one recommendation. But we didn't discuss that on previous call. It will reflect the numbering of, for sure reflect numbering of all recommendation in the report. So I don't know, is that complicated? Are we want to do that? We didn't discuss about it. Complicated to follow later. We can do that, but if
will be for people who gave their comments, maybe it will be a bit. So it's only one number. It's not that complicated, but I don't know. Do you have any opinions on that about changing a numbering of the all recommendations?
Yeah, that's a good point, Dan. I did the same thing with 2 and 3. They're now consolidated into a single recommendation. So I think for the moment, I don't know, Jonathan, if you have an opinion about this, but for the moment I would say let's keep our existing numbering, and then when we get a little bit more firm in terms of all the changes that are being made, we'll have to go back and renumber the recommendation. But for the moment, let's keep them as they were previously.
Okay, so we'll keep them as two recommendations, or we'll make it as one?
I know, keep it as one. Like I would leave it as one. For recommendation 8, I think maybe we have to keep as a mental placeholder that doesn't exist anymore. It's been consolidated with 7, so.
Maybe we could keep the numbering, but delete the recommendation. That's also the option.
Yeah.
So there are just a few changes besides that it's compiled as one recommendation. So I add, besides that, based on our discussion on previous call, I add reference to the lack study, and it is related to counting the registration by country and TLD. So that's in short. And priority is the same, it's the law. Nothing more to it.
I also have something about the wording. If we're going to talk about lack study, I think we need to be a little bit more specific rather than just putting lack study. Maybe is there going to be a footnote or an explanation of which lack study we are talking about? After a short while, it will not be very clear. For now, I know what we are talking about, but after a short while, there could be still as lack studies.
No, we are mentioning lack study in a report in a few places. So I took a look today. So there is at least a 3 places, and that it is described, and that there is a full name of the report of study. So
that
we can do
that's it. Okay, but because this is a recommendation on its own.
It's in that part of the report. We are mentioning
it should be standalone. Okay.
In that part of the report, it's mentioned in a few times the lack study, and there is in a footnote. I'm not sure is there a link to report to the study, but there is a full name of the study, and we are using the short name in a report lack study.
Yeah, that's right. And what we previously, with regards to referencing these other studies, is that we're going to use some canonical names that the staff is going to work on, and then we'll do a global consistent reference to any of these other studies in the same way, and then we'll have a bibliography or something so people will be able to look up what we're referring to. It may make sense to have a footnote to the specific portion of the Black study that we're referring to here. So that's the one thing I might say where a footnote would be helpful, just to if we're talking about specific if they talk about their methodology or something like that, maybe it makes sense to point to that particular section of the Black study.
Okay, I'll add that footnote here.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay.
As with last week, I have a couple of maybe a minor wording change, but I can work with you on that offline as well.
Okay.
Any other feedback on Dan's proposed changes here? Okay, so it looks like this looks good as well. So subject to the footnote that Dan's proposed and the any sort of minor text edits, I will get these incorporated to the draft report as well, or into the next report as well. Let's move on to recommendation 9. Actually, this I had an action item on this that I failed to follow up on, so maybe we can do it on the call right now. Recommendation 9 is to periodically redo the registrant survey, I believe. That from the document suggested. Yep. It is indeed to conduct the periodic registrant survey. We have not, I don't think anyone's actually done the analysis of the public comments or taken a look at whether any revisions have been made to this document. On our last call, I was going to try to find a volunteer here to do so, but then I immediately went on vacation for the entire time since today. So I'm wondering if we could find a volunteer on today's call of someone who could take a look at the feedback, the public comments for recommendation 9, and see if there's any adjustments that we could make. And I see Wado has his hand. Oh, I thought Wado did have his hand up, but maybe.
Yeah, I can volunteer for that, Jordan.
Okay, thank you.
I look at recommendation 9 and look at the public comments about it.
Okay. All right, so we'll change that for Jordan. Recommendation 10 at 40. David and I have had conflicting vacation schedules and haven't had a chance to look into consolidating this, although I don't think we're going to. Recommendation number 11. I think Megan and I were supposed to talk, which we haven't yet. Can we look at 11? Really quickly, maybe Megan and I are both on the call. We'll just do it in front of all of you folks for just a minute. Megan, I think you had previously taken a look at the
Looked at this, all the public comments, and I had updated this, as far as I recall.
Oh, yeah, I think that may be right, and we talked about that on the plenary call. Is that right?
And someone was going to, whoever was taking notes during that discussion was going to do the final updates of the revised version that I had made, plus the comments that we made during the plenary.
Right. And unfortunately, I missed that first portion of the plenary. So All right, why don't we just follow up? We'll follow up with staff on what's going on there. All right, so then let's back to... sorry, what, I see your hands up. Is that an old hand, or do you have a comment? Okay, looks like an old hand. So let's jump to recommendation 12. Okay, so we can ignore 7 and 8 from this particular presentation. And just look at recommendation 12. You'll see here the purple is my proposed changes, and the orange is Dan's changes. So I edited Dan's change a little bit. And this just clarifies the language from Dan's recommendation to say the GNSO should create a policy development process to look at the privacy, create a baseline privacy expectation across all GTLDs, and in particular look at the sale of data without the consent of the registrant. Dan, do those edits look okay to you?
Yeah, I agree with your proposed changes. So.
Okay. And then the other feedback?
Not from me. That's okay.
Yeah, or from anyone else? Okay. Then we'll consider recommendation 12 fairly well baked. So Dan, can I ask you for recommendation 7, 8, and 12? As I recommended earlier, just to look back at the, not just the recommendation, but the preceding text to see if we need to change anything in the body of the report, given that we're changing the recommendation.
Okay, right, I'll take a look once again.
Okay, but otherwise these recommendations are looking pretty solid at this point, and maybe at the next plenary call when we have time, we will... we'll review the final language and ensure the entire review team is happy with them. We can probably send them out in the, this week, hopefully. And then jumping ahead to recommendations 47 through 48, which are not actually in our section. I think these were discussed in the last plenary as well. So I'm not sure we actually have anything to cover here, and that's also true for 50. Actually, I'm just going to skip those because I don't actually think they're in our section of the report, and they were discussed on the last plenary call. Okay, and then the next major bullet item is number 2. Which is discussion on the .NET price increase changes. We've had some proposed text circulated, which we discussed on the last call. I don't think... John Baptiste, can you remind
me? I think I have the pen on this, Jordan, and I didn't get a draft ready for today.
All right, so we're blocked on Jonathan for this. So we'll hopefully get that soon.
Sorry, yeah. That may be parking as well. So I'll circulate something this week.
All right. So actually, for the next two topics, we're waiting for revisions from Jonathan on both of them. Okay. Ran out of things to talk about. But I think this is mostly good. I think we're actually closing in on having our recommendations updated relative to the public comments, which is the goal of this process. Unfortunately, we had fewer public comments than the other sub-teams, so going quickly. So I think at this point, Dan and I in particular, will be taking a look at some of the text related to the recommendations. And we'll look to finalize the last few recommendations, hopefully, on our next call. So unless anyone has any other business, we'll wrap up with, with another short call, but hopefully a useful one. All right. Thanks, everyone. We'll wrap up today's call and look forward to speaking with you all again soon. I think we're trying to figure out whether next week's call is going to be a Perry or a sub-team call, and should have an update on that for everyone soon. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Jordan.
Bye. Okay, thank you. Bye.